What does it take to get into the residency of your dreams when it seems like all the odds are stacked against you? Welcome to the Road to Residency podcast with your host, John Arshadi. This is the show where we break down inspiring personal journeys of passionate physicians who had the courage and the commitment to take purposeful action to achieve their goals and serve their communities. Hello, champions, and welcome to season two of the Road to Residency podcast. I'm John Arshadi, and I'm excited to present this new season to you. I apologize that last season was cut short, but with the pandemic, the birth of my son, and a number of other events that occurred, it kind of pushed the podcast down to the bottom of my list of priorities. However, we're back this season, and we've got some great content, including our first video podcast, tips on networking and how to bring value to your interactions to increase your chances of a successful match, the ins and outs of the Missouri AP, great resources for the USMLEs, a new book to help inspire you on your journey, and much, much more. I'm so excited about this season, and I'd love to share it with you. So join us every Friday for inspiration, laughs, real talk, and strategies to make your road to residency a successful one. Now, you might be wondering to yourself, John, did you just call me a champion at the beginning of this episode? Yes, absolutely. Because every one of you, whether you choose to believe it or not, is a champion. No matter how hard you've been struggling, no matter your board scores, or whether you've matched yet or not, I don't want you to ever forget that you are a champion. You're a doctor. Look at all the things that you've accomplished. You've gotten through graduate school, through medical school. You've gotten through some of the toughest board exams in the world, right? You've come this far, but don't forget that you didn't come this far only to get this far. Yes, you might be a single mom or dad trying to get through your board exams. Maybe you've had multiple attempts or low scores. Maybe you have financial problems and can't invest in exams or observerships or hands-on training. Maybe you can't invest in mentoring or tutoring or traveling to the United States. Maybe you have visa issues or marital issues or health issues. Look, we've all faced some kind of adversity in our lives, and I'm not saying that to belittle yours. I'm saying it because, as you'll soon find out through some of our guest speakers, the only way that any of that is going to stop you is if you let it stop you. You can't fail until you stop trying. If you feel like you're stuck, maybe it's time to start doing things a little bit differently. And we're going to give you some tips this season to help you think outside the box, to do things that maybe you wouldn't normally do, to add value to yourself as a package. Because when you bring value to the table, board scores, year of grad, all that stuff becomes less relevant. But if you're doing nothing to increase your value, board scores and year of grad are all you've got, and you're less likely to succeed. So champions, if you already matched this year or last year, then excellent. I am so happy for you, and I want you to be on this show to help inspire your fellow colleagues. If you haven't matched yet, rise up, my friend. It's time to start doing things differently. If you need help, you're surrounded by help. All you have to do is ask. This season, I'm going to be doing a lot of interviews, but I'm also going to be doing a lot of solo episodes on personal development. Now, why personal development? Because I believe that if you develop yourself as a person and you continue to develop yourself, the increase in value that you bring to the table will offset any of your past failures. Listen to these episodes, use them, and allow them to guide you on your road to residency. And I promise you that as long as you never give up, be persistent and perseverant, be creative and keep increasing your value, you will never fail. Get ready for this next episode with Dr. Zeal Shah. It's going to be very inspirational. It's going to be very helpful. She's going to teach you how to network. And my champions, I'll see you in the next episode. If you haven't already, please rate and review the podcast. Share it with your friends and get this message out there. Because this is a time where a lot of people are skeptical and they're saying, I'm an older grad, I'm an IMG, I have trouble with the USMLEs. There's no way I can compete. What do I do? Well, we want to show you that there is hope. Actually, right now is the best time to match as an IMG. You know, our match rates have gone up from 48% in 2010 when I graduated medical school to 61% in the 2020 match. That's a significant jump. And as a matter of fact, more than 25% of the U.S. healthcare system is made up of international grads. So know that you can do it. You will do it. Just don't give up. And I hope to see you in the next episode.